Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. Again, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. If you have a question for one of your elected officials, again, something that here at KMAN we're very proud of doing, and always thankful for our elected officials for coming on and allowing that back and forth that a lot of folks across the state, across the country, don't have that benefit to do. So, again,
this is a very rare. I mean, I've been very proud of the station, you know, and what they do to get the information out to the public, and having our state legislators on, and having everybody, the school district, the city, county, and it's been very important. It's been a very important station to me. I was actually sat in here for 9.5 years for an hour every Saturday morning on a home builder's care program, and always enjoyed it and looked forward to it, even though I couldn't go shopping. I couldn't go to auctions. I mean, it killed 9.5 years of my Saturdays, but it was a benefit to the community, and always enjoyed doing it. And, of course, I worked for the contractor when they built the station here in 1969 and put the first addition on a few years later, rebuilt it after the big fire. And so very familiar with the station. And like I say, it's just a part of the lore of Manhattan, you know.
Dave, you got something?
Yeah, Ron, a couple of questions about when you built this building. We have some 12-inch walls around the studios.
All concrete, including the top, the lid.
The interior, and that is because?
Well, tornado primarily, and actually the original building had windows, the original building. And then one day Lowell Jack called Arlo Lignitz and said, there's some bullet holes in the transmitter building, and Lowell says, scratch the windows. So there was just one side light by the front door that I put two pieces of bulletproof glass in, and then a couple of tall windows back in engineering up high. But that's how that occurred, so that you could remain on the air during the tornado.
So, well, I had heard that the reason for the windows was because of Vietnam protests.
Yes.
And that was what... apparently,
I think that's where those bullets come from.
Right. I had not heard about the bullet story. That's news to me. So that's good. But that's one of the things that I've told a number of people around here is that that there are no windows around the immediate studio area because of some of the activity. It was pretty hypersensitive back in the late 60s.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, we run the concrete ourselves and put the rebar and everything in. So you're pretty secure in there.
Safest place to be.
Absolutely.
Maybe one of them.
Yeah, Brady Bowman here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. We just got about a little less than 5 minutes to go, so it's time. We got to do it. It's time for the In Focus hot seat. Don't get my music going. There we go.
I don't remember the siren.
I just added that.
Not sure I like that. Feel like I'm about ready to give Pat Collins a call instead.
Yep. Me too.
Ron Wells, Riley County Commissioner, on the In Focus hot seat. And I hope you're ready. Question one. What's your dream car?
My dream car is a 1968 Roadrunner Hemi.
Oh, is that one you have?
No, wished I did. I sold it. I have a 1965 Dodge Coronet. Actually, I have two of them. One of them is a Hemi.
I thought so.
Yep.
Being a
red one, a blue one, and I don't have the white one done yet.
Which one did I see at the car show last summer?
Last summer I had the blue one.
Okay,
One I'm drag racing, which starts April 28th this year, and I'm going to drag race both of them.
Question two, the In Focus hot seat with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. So far, not a bead of sweat. What's your favorite piece of construction equipment to operate?
Caterpillar.
Well, I mean, like as far as the specific piece of equipment.
Well, it used to be the 953 track loader, and now it's the 329 Caterpillar excavator. 30 metric tons of power.
Excavators are fun.
Absolutely.
When I went to work with my dad, I tried the little mini excavators from time to time. Those were great. In Focus hot seat question number three, and this one's a tough one. I think we got some paper towels over here if you do need to wipe the sweat off your forehead. Batman or Superman?
Superman.
And why?
Well, because that's the first one I remember on TV when I was a child, and boy, he was so neat flying through the air with that cape flowing, you know, a nice clean-cut gentleman, and just really impressive. The Batman was a little scary because he had to kind of hide his face a little bit.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. And I think you were telling me over a break that you used to have just a bunch of old comic books.
We're back to 1938.
Oh, you could have had Superman number one.
I wouldn't be a county commissioner. I wouldn't be working.
You'd be a millionaire.
If I had them.
And finally, on the InFocus hot seat with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells, the question I always end with on the hot seat, what is something people can do right now to make the world a better place?
I think the best thing you can do is look at the person next to you, smile and say hello, and treat people with kindness.
There we go.
Absolutely.
It's pretty straightforward.
Absolutely. It's just too much short-tempered, narrow-mindedness. It's me, 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 me. Look at your neighbor. Help your neighbor. Help somebody out. Help somebody today. Give them a hand.
Even if you disagree with them, help
absolutely,
them out.
Absolutely. If somebody disagrees with me, whatever, that's even more reason to try to befriend them and exchange ideas. That's the only way you can learn, is to find out what other people think.
Well, there you go. You passed with flying colors. First ever time on the InFocus hot seat. Just your initial thoughts.
Well, it's... I enjoy life. It's a lot of fun to actually be living, and of course the years are speeding up now. And a good friend of mine, Grice Sexton, just recently passed away. A great person. He helped me buy my first Caterpillar, and one of the greatest people I know. And he treated everyone with kindness and helped people. So I've been able to learn from others. This wasn't my original idea, but I've grown a lot too, because I was more narrow-minded earlier on, and looked at people just from their what they look like instead of who they actually are.
There we go. Good note to end on. Thanks so much, Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. Thanks for listening. Get caught up on demand at newsradiokman.com. See you tomorrow, and happy Rusev Day. Had to get that in there.
Finally. Tomorrow we've got guests from Pottawatomie County Schools and also from Orthopedic Sports Medicine Center. It's 10 a.m.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com.